Wellington County has what Warden Andy Lennox calls a framework in their strategic plan looking to address the housing crisis. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
Lennox says in the past, the focus surrounding housing and homelessness has been services in the housing continuum where there's government intervention such as subsidized housing. He adds this is just the beginning of what will be a thorough examination of what's next.
On the housing file, there's a lot of different things that could be done, and we're going to try to figure out what are we best able to do and how can we have the biggest positive impact in this area.
He says this is a broad issue that could have effects on generations to come.
In fact, I had an email from a woman the other day talking about how the next generation couldn't afford to find housing locally and would probably have to move out of the community to get housing. We're hearing stories like that very frequently. On the other end of the market, we're seeing homelessness. We're seeing more and more people are homeless and looking for opportunities to be housed.
A county report states 21% of Wellington County's population spends 30% or more of gross household income on shelter costs. Lennox points out that the county is projected to see 65% more population than currently in the next 25 years. The county's roadmap in the report includes 4 steps: discover, define, develop, and deliver, culminating with a presentation to council. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.